My name's Father Michael. I'm a Benedictine from Downside Abbey in Bath. And it was my privilege last night to hear Myrna speaking about the faith, about unity, and about family life. And I first heard of Myrna through a book which was called The Miracle of Damascus, which came to us in English, I should imagine, 10 years ago. And I admired it at once, and I never thought I would be able to meet and hear the person who is the subject of the book. But last night in Bath, Myrna spoke, and it was a marvellous occasion for us all, and a great privilege. And obviously I pray, as we all do, for unity and for renewal. And she's given us encouragement and hope in a special way.
What do you think of the person?
Myrna is very impressive because she is so very natural, human, ordinary, if I may say so, and so friendly and humble. I'm not experienced in meeting important people, and indeed visionaries are relatively rare at Downside, so it was a relief in some ways because I was anxious what to do and what to say, but she made us feel at ease at once.
So. Have you had a chance to, I guess, be familiarized with the messages?
Yes, on the whole, because we have a booklet which has been available, and I was able to read through them beforehand, so I knew a little bit about what she was going to say.
You've seen in the book, I guess, some pictures of what she experiences in terms of oil and stigmata and stuff like that.
Yes. Obviously, I haven't seen the television programs, which I gather are being prepared about her experiences, especially on the occasions when she receives the stigmata, but I have seen some of the photographs, including those in the book called The Miracle of Damascus. So, in some respects, I knew a little bit about her special calling. Yes.
The stigmatas, they seem to scare people and put a barrier between them and the person.
Well,
why is that so?
It shouldn't be, because we have the tradition around us, especially, you might say, with Padre Pio. The persons concerned are special and quite well known in some respects, but people who like wonders, I suppose, generate some sort of anxiety and excitement. I think the important thing in Myrna's message is that she takes the focus off the stigmata and points to Christ, and that's beautiful.
And the oil also, she says often that it's not a miracle, even though it is a miracle when you think of it.
Yes, you have to remember that statues all over the world are producing extraordinary signs at the moment, because the Blessed Virgin has a special message for the world. And there are statues in the United States, and in South Africa, and in Italy, which either give forth oil or tears. And these special signs are a calling to return to the faith and to be receptive to God's word. And I would put her experiences in that context myself.
When a statue weeps, do you think it's tears of joy or tears of sadness?
No, it is very frequently it is identified as tears of sadness. The Blessed Virgin is seen to be sorrowful for two reasons. First of all, the neglect of her son by the Church and the indifference of the world to the love of God. That's what she says.
And sometimes they weep blood.
Yes. One or two well-known sites where the Blessed Virgin's tears seem at times to be blood, either on special feast days or because of a special occasion. And I haven't experienced them myself, but once again it is a call to prayer, to renewal, to repentance.
So that's not good news.
It is good news. The Holy Spirit is at work powerfully and beautifully, and his spouse, the Blessed Virgin, is calling us to hear and to make space in our hearts.
Is it unique for a human person, a human to have this oozing of oil from face and eyes and hands?
Well, it's relatively unusual, but there have been recorded events. One of the difficulties that in earlier centuries, the technical examination that is now possible did not take place, alas. Okay. Now, fortunately, it is possible to make many examinations. Padre Pio might be the first who was scientifically examined for the stigmata in 1935, I think.
There's a team of Scandinavians who came this time also at the Masters.
And the Norwegian team,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it has been possible in recent years to examine carefully many apparently supernatural events, if you like, either on film or through recordings and examination. And I think that's a good thing.
Why would God give someone his wounds, or let him share his wounds?
Well, St. Francis, it is his feast day today. He loved Christ, and St. Paul tells us to put on Christ, and St. Francis did so to a beautiful and charismatic degree as an inspiration to his age. And he bore the marks of Christ, to quote St. Paul again. And so it would be my hope that in every age there are some great Christians who will bear the marks of Christ.
He said that, eh? Are there many cases of stigmatists since his time, do you know?
Since Francis's time?
Yeah.
In the Western Catholic Church, they're recorded rather cautiously, and there are only about 65 cases of genuine stigmatics that have been recorded, that have been examined and authenticated. But there must be many more, in fact, who are not well known. And indeed, I know one or two, but they don't wish to be known. So,
what do you think the deep meaning of the stigmata is? When people, let's say in the Middle East, since she is from Syria, a Muslim country, what's the meaning of the stigmata for the others?
Well, first of all, the Holy Spirit is at work in every country, not just in Muslim countries, but in the Far East as well. Appearing and calling to prayer in countries that are apparently completely unchristian. There is no deep meaning. The simple meaning is that God loves us and he wants us to be aware of it.
I was thinking more of him sending a message to Muslims, telling them, yes, I was crucified out of love for mankind.
Indeed.
They reject the crucifixion.
Well, the Muslims are not the only ones who reject the crucifixion. We have to remember that. There are, alas, many. And the Lord is reminding all men. You might say he's particularly concerned with countries where his disciples, his church, is persecuted. I think that's important. We should remember the persecuted church.
The blood of the martyrs.
China, Korea at the moment, some parts of the Iron Curtain countries, Indonesia, there are martyrs every year, alas. 30 missionary priests died last year as martyrs. One bishop, of course, in Burundi. 7 Benedictines the year before. It is a terrible toll.
So how would you like to conclude your appreciation and comprehension of this phenomenon of Our Lady of Soufanie in one person?
A hard question. First of all, the Holy Spirit is at work, and a wonderful example is Myrna. She is a ground for hope and encouragement. And when the Holy Spirit gives a grace, it is an active grace, and so he is at work in hearts. And so I must end on a note of praise. Thanks.
Well, keep her in your prayers because she needs them.
Of course, we all do. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Father.
I hope that was all right.
Yeah.